This is Dr. Schneider dictating a pre and post bronchodilators for Entry report on Harriet Brown. This goes to Dr. Blake on 7/22/25. Mrs. Brown performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. And was very severe airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/6/25, there's been no significant change period to pyrocompression. Compression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Malaysia. That's M-A-H-L-Y-S-I-A, Hankins. This goes to Dr. Ward on 7/22/25. Mrs. Hankins performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction without significant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/3/25, there's been no significant change. Period of pyrocompression, compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Warren. This goes nowhere. On 7/22/25, Mr. Warren performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 4/22/25. There's been no significant change, period, of pyrocompression, compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Rhonda McNeil. This goes to Dr. Pallon, P-A-L-L-O-N, on 7/22/25. Mrs. McNeil performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/27/25, there's been slight improvement. Period of pyrocompression, compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing slight improvement, period. Next is a 12-lead EKG report on patient Patricia Markham. On 7/22/25, Mrs. Markham performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves normal period. New pyrocompression normal EKG. Thank you.